Oh man, yes, it's Namibian talent. It's a Namibian song, just in case you just joined us and you're wondering, what is this Erykah Badu? Is it, you know what I mean? Is it Alicia Keys? No, it's Basiame, okay. 8:17 in Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is where radio comes alive. Now, the NedBank Desert Dash will be taking place. That's on the 8th and the 9th of December. The challenge is a 397-kilometer course from Windhoek over the Komasa Hoogland Mountains and down to Sokomoon at the coast within a cut-off time of 24 hours. It's grueling, okay? As a matter of fact, there's also a new half-dash category which will see cyclists over 50 years of age cycling from the Holland halfway point to the finish line. And apart from that, the event is will also include a first-ever e-bike category for four-person teams where each cyclist will be required to ride on an e-bike, all right? And obviously, this is one race that is known to be exceptionally challenging. As a matter of fact, it's known as the longest single-stage mountain bike race in the world. Now, there is one crazy gentleman that said, listen, I'm not scared of this race. I'm going to take it on. He's a bike mechanic, and he's going to take part in the 19th edition of the NedBank Desert Dash, and he said he's going to do it. He will do it one way or another. He will find himself in Sokomoon from Windhoek. Abudi Joe, how are you doing today?
Good, and you, man? How are you?
Good. It takes a certain type of crazy and determination to take on this race, isn't it?
Well, it does.
Yeah.
We are ready, actually.
Yeah.
This year, this is my first time taking part.
Aha, I was going to ask this. This is your first time taking part.
We're going to do this in a four-man team.
Mm.
So it's a mixed team between two guys and two ladies. So I usually I will be in the this halfway like fixing bikes. But this year I was like was asked by Miss Uyama Mushimba. So she asked me if I can be a partner to ride the in a four-man team. I said, okay, let's do it.
I
always just walk on it, so I never did it before. But I know the route. I know the how it's. I've seen it all. I've seen people quitting. I've seen people finishing. So So I'm ready.
Okay. So how does a four member team work? Like, the one member takes a certain distance.
Yep.
The other member takes a certain distance.
Mm-hmm. I'll be taking on the first stage.
The first stage.
Yeah, the first.
From Windhoek until
Kuiseb.
Until Kuiseb.
Yep. Then one
rider. Kuiseb is what now? Kuiseb River.
Kuiseb River.
Uh-huh.
Then somebody else will take on. My partner Shapwa is gonna take on the second one, and Uyama she's gonna take on the third one, and Lizel she's gonna finish
the last stretch. Now, how have you been preparing for this? Because this is your first time doing it. Yes, you know the race, you know the route, you've been working on bikes, you know the technicalities around this. But how have you been preparing? Have you been, I don't know, taking runs? Have you been riding every morning? What's the situation?
I've actually been riding. Weekends I do long ride. I will do like 100. And during the week, I'll go to the gym and mix it. I'll go maybe to a roadblock and Okanja roadblock and just stand back just 60 kilos. So I try to do more most of the time in the week. Like three times a week, I'll do like 60 or 70 Ks.
Your team specifically that you guys are having, is it sponsored by someone or is it just an ensemble?
No, actually it's... my partner, the woman that asked me to do with her, she's actually the one who's sponsoring us, and I think she's the one who's taking that on. So she says it's something that she wants to tick off. So
it's off her bucket list.
Yeah, it's also her first time doing, first time
it's
riding
also
a bike.
Time for her.
Yeah, riding a bike. Oh. She just started this year.
That's incredible, my guy.
She just this year, and she's doing quite well in the training. So I'm pretty sure she will do it.
All right. Now, realistically, what is the target here for the team?
Our target is to finish.
To finish? Not top 50 or top 20. It's to finish.
Yeah, it's to finish. We are doing it just for awareness for people to come out and do the dash.
Yeah,
just make it as your last thing to do for the end of the year, closing of your year, and just do it.
Is it still open? Can we still sign up or... Are you privy to that information?
No, I'm not really
privy to that information. All right, cool. No, well, Joe, we wish you all the best with your team. We will be keeping an eye on your team, and it'll be interesting, I promise you, because they will broadcast it. And as Future Media, the holding company that owns us, we will be involved, and we will be sharing updates and so on. But we will keep a specific eye on your team.
All right,
I believe.
No problem.
All right, Joe. Thank you so much, Joe, for your time. Joe is going to take part. And his four members, or his three members in the as a team, going to take part in the longest single stage mountain bike race in the world. It's grueling. It's tough, and they're going to do it. All right. Maybe you can also do it. Why don't you get involved and see how is it that you're going to get involved? That's the Nedbank Desert Dash.
Lane assist, park assist, brake assist.